this time around we're going to be praying, and you know, one of the things that is very, very paramount about prayer is the fact that we see what God has said. I think that's prayer. I believe that is prayer. Men also pray rather than to faint. We are to pray so that we will not fall into temptations. We are to pray ceaselessly. We are to pray continuously. We are to pray with thanksgiving. We are to pray for all leaders. We are to pray for all saints. We are to pray because we are believers. We are to pray for one another. We are to pray for our enemies. But most importantly about prayer is the fact that prayer is saying what God has said. I believe so much that that is what prayer is. Prayer is saying what God has said. What God has said is more powerful than what we can utter with our mouth. I know and I believe that when we are saved, and if an individual is saved, he himself is no longer living, but Christ lives in him. And therefore, whatsoever he ought to utter are words that are spiritually inspired. But most of the time, we choose what we say. But let's just go to what we are talking about prayer. Prayer is saying what God has said. Men ought to pray rather than to faint. That's what prayer is. Prayer is just saying what God has said. It's just as simple as that. And that's why Jesus Christ gave us, I think, Matthew chapter 6? It says that this is how you should pray. Our Father who art in heaven. Jesus Christ gave a model of prayer. And he did not say we should follow it back to back, but he gave us how to pray. And that's a model. That's saying Jesus Christ gave a model, and that is what we are following, and that is what we should follow. We ought to do so. We ought to. So, but the most powerful form of prayer, or the most powerful form of prayer, is saying what God has said, which we sometimes call confession. You know, some people believe, so much believe, that when we say evil things happen. When we say such things, I don't want to mention them. But when we now come to positive things, people tend to say, you must do something to become that positivity. But wait a minute, God created the world by speaking, and he made man. But let's just move forward by just praying. We pray by seeing what God has said and what he has revealed for us. That is enough for us to live our life, because that is very, very important to our being and to our living. So, God, we are so grateful. We are so grateful for what you have done for us. We are so grateful because you are good, too good, too good, too good. No adjective, no words can describe this goodness that you have given unto us. The Bible makes us to understand. It said, the Lord has satisfied me with his goodness. And that is what it is. I am satisfied. I am satisfied with the goodness of the Lord. I am satisfied with the goodness of the Lord. Little wonder the Bible says that the riches that God gives to us, God does not add sorrow to it. He's not like us, that when we give something to someone, and sometimes we still think sorrowfully concerning that person. But to God our Father, who has been revealed to us by Jesus, gives us so many things, and it does not add sorrow to it. Father, we are so grateful. I'm so grateful as a person. My family is grateful. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the health. I'm grateful for Nigeria. I'm grateful for the world. I'm grateful everything that are around me, my friends, people that have considered themselves to be my enemies. Father, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for what you have done for me. There is nothing that can compare, that can be compared with what you have done. You are so good. You are so kind. You are so much, 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 much more good. You are so good to me. That's why you gave your son, Jesus Christ, to die for me. And by the Spirit, I am baptized into his death as if it happened yesterday, as if it happened now. That I am baptized in his death, in his burial, and his resurrection. I'm not going back to death anymore, but I am in life. Because the Bible says, Jesus Christ says, the thief cometh to steal, to kill, to destroy, but... As a but, he said, but I have come to give you life, life in abundant, life in abundance. He came to give me more life, and that life lives in me. He did not just ascend to heaven to sit at your right hand, but he ascended into heaven, and he ascended into my life by the Spirit of God. That's why I can say that I died with him, I was buried with him, and I resurrected with him. And that's why my faith, the faith that I received by receiving the word of God, has set me free. I am free indeed. I am free indeed. I am free indeed from sin, from death, from hell, from the devil, from the demons, from the pleasures of this world. I am free indeed. The victory that I have is not by what I can do, is not by what I can say, is not by what I can what can come through me, but by what you have done. You've done it a thousand times. You've done it for me, not a time. Sometimes you do it, but you did it once and for all. But this seems like a tire sometimes that you did it and over again, but not over and over. You did it once and for all, and it kept working in me. That's why I can say that you did not give up. You kept working this salvation that you did once and for all, but it looks as if it is 1,000 times working in my life. It's working. It's not like a machine that works and gets old. This salvation keep working in me, both to do and to will of your good pleasure. It keeps working in me. It keeps giving me hope. It keeps giving me joy. It keeps giving me satisfaction. It keeps giving me endurance. Keep giving me everything that pertains to life and godliness. Lord, I'm so grateful. There is no like you. There is no to be compared with you. My consistency is by your Spirit. I cannot do everything by myself, but I know that you alone can do this for me. You can do this for me by your Spirit. It is your Spirit that directs me. I am obedient by your Spirit. Thank you Jesus. Not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit. Not by power, not by might. Not by power, not by might. Not by power, not by might. Not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit that worketh in me both to do and to will of his good pleasure. God works in me by his spirit. I am not ashamed in the name of Jesus. The Spirit that raises Christ from the dead dwelleth in me and quickens my body, quickens my soul, quickens him, that is make alive. The Spirit give me life in my body, even though I don't want to do that which I don't want to do, but my body eventually does it. But because your Spirit is with me, Your spirit keeps working in me. It makes me. I'm no more alive in sin anymore, but I am dead to sin. I am dead to sin. I am alive in righteousness. I am alive in holiness. I am alive in righteousness. I am alive in holiness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The life and I live in Christ Jesus, who died for me, who loved me. He loves me so much. He loves me so much. So therefore, I grow. I keep growing. I keep growing. I keep growing. Oh, yeah. I keep growing until the perfect day, until the day of the Lord. I keep growing. I keep going into maturity, day by day, minute by minute, second by second, and year by year, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me. Glory be to your name. For in Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.